So hello together. I'm very glad to be here and present my program. I'm not a professional tickler, but I'm a hobbyist. But tickle amazes me because you can make by tickle everything you want, because tickle is a language for every purposes. And in my talk, I will present Klakita E. It's not pronounced E, but E, an assembler written in pure tickle. Klakita E, it means clicked Esperanto programming language, is a collection of tickle scripts that permit to create binary code for a handful of computers and microcontrollers that use operating systems like DOS, Linux, Android, Windows, and also can be used for microcontrollers like the ATtiny. And my program, the collection of the scripts, is in a directory. Yes, I must go into that directory and then open the program by wish zero, because zero is the starting script. And to give you an idea about all the scripts, I have this in this slide. So principally, there are only three scripts to be run. The script zero builds up the graphical user interface that you see here. It consists mainly in text widgets and some buttons. And the text widget is named .t. And from there, you can go to the other scripts. And the main thing to use is that you can double-click or select a number. And when you do that, the program shows the page number of that number. For example, I go now to the content page, which has the number 100. And I select it, and then the page number 100 pops up. And first, to start the programming by clicking, I will select a system with a 101. I have the choice to select these three systems, so Linux for 64 bits, and Android for 32 bits, Linux and Android for an ARM version 6.7 processor, or Windows for Windows XP and so on, or DOS, or even you can choose an ATtiny 85 microcontroller. The demonstration I've prepared here uses the DOS window, and I have now to select a source also, and I select an empty source text, and now I jump into the dialogue for creating source code by clicking. And you have here on the left side, you have the instructions that you can use. And on the right side, you have the source code. It's at the moment an empty page. And you have four buttons there. So one button is a content, should go back to the content page. And then I can also undo lines or redo lines. So now the page is really empty. And now to make a program, I want to make the program Hello World, the famous program. I have to use first the start of the program. This is named start. Also, it is named start for every operating system because I use a relatively universal assembly language that is the same or uses the same instructions for all operating systems. Then I will write a text. Then I will, because I don't want that the program stops after I show the text, I read a text from standard in. I read the text. Then I finish the program. And then I also need a text. And this is this text. So now by clicking on the left side, I made five instructions. And parts of these instructions are colored. And this means that the source code is not yet complete. And now I have to click on the colored parts. I click on address. Address disappears. And then I have to click on the line where I have to go after the start instruction. I go here in the second line, and I have to click on the first eight characters in this line, and then there appears address one, which is a pointer to the location one, and afterwards, after compiling or assembling, this will point to that address here. And next is I write a number of characters to another address. So this address is there where the text stands. I read also one character afterwards at the same address. Now I have to choose the text. I click on text. And I have here on the left side, I have the text Hello World. I click on it. So Hello World appears. Now I have to say to the instruction write number at address 2. I have to say how many characters there are. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, this doesn't work probably because I can try, but
it's okay,
yeah, is it better? Yeah, because normally it automatically fits to the screen of the laptop, but not the screen of the Beamer. Yeah, but now you see what this is. So I have to calculate the number. But I don't have to do it myself. I just click on the number here. Number disappears. And then I have to click somewhere on the line where is the instruction text on the first eight characters. And then it writes D because there are D, hexadecimal D characters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A. B, C, D. So it's really D characters there. Then I have to read one number in. I click on number, disappears, and I click on the one, and I have one. So you saw by this demonstration that you can, just by clicking, you can write a complete source text, which should then write Hello World to the program. I go back to the page, general page here, and now I have to assemble the program. This I do by either marking 900 dot or by clicking on the source, on the assembly button, and this assembles the program, and we have now the program in a number of hexadecimal numbers, which then is translated into bytes. So this is the bytes. You could also look at an hex dump of window to see it. Unfortunately, my time is already over. I could continue much more, but maybe I stop here and maybe you have some questions. If you don't have questions, I just want to show you that this program runs also on smartphones. So the screen that I showed before is the same that is on my smartphone. So it will work on various types, tablets, smartphones, laptops, and so on. Okay. Are there some questions, maybe?
We saw the example for MS-DOS, for an MS-DOS executable, which has this interrupt 21, well, hexadecimal 21. I have no idea, of course, what the system calls are on Linux side. Maybe you can just show some Linux example too of something to write.
Okay, then I switch to another system. The source code remains the same. I switch to Linux 32 bits. I hope this will work. And then, yeah, this is the code for this. And I can also show for Windows. Content, I select, because Windows has a very big header, and this is more than 400 bytes long, the header only, and then there are a lot of call indirect and push address and so on. But it would normally, unfortunately, on this computer, there's no Winnie emulator. Normally, it would work under Linux also with a Windows emulator. Okay, but I think the next also the RT-Tiny doesn't have a keyboard nor a screen, and there I have another, also I show maybe this source page. Also, you have this universal programming language, yes, for the simple instructions, also in the ATtiny. But in contrast to other computers, the ATtiny has only executable and readable program memory and a readable and writable data memory. And so, for example, the instructions for loading and storing data is only loading and storing data in the data memory and not in the other memory, so it works a bit different. But principally, if you had a driver written also for the RT-Tiny, for example, serial interface, you could send data to a keyboard, or from a keyboard and to a display, and then also a small thing would work with its assembler. Okay, I think we are short in time. I already did 4 minutes too much. In the coffee break, I can also show you something on my computer. So I think this would be okay. Well, then I close the program. I hope I will be able to do that.